it became clear both for the board and for Tony that in going forward, in rebuilding the company strength and in rebuilding its reputation, we needed fresh leadership, and that's what we are announcing today.
Why do you need fresh leadership if he's done such a good job?
I think it is in view of the Macondo well and everything that have happened, and I think it became clear that you needed in this case a new face, a new man to lead this, and of course especially America is our biggest markets, that is also important. So I think it became difficult for him to take on that task.
I mean, clearly the board was reluctant to ditch Tony Haywood. It seems that you've crumbled to American political pressure. At what point did you crumble?
Well, that is not true at all, because we have been absolutely focused on stopping the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico. That was the absolutely first and most important thing. Now that we are not spreading any more oil there since almost 2 weeks, was the first and right moment to start to think forward about how we rebuild the company, and that what addressed it. The leadership of the company was never discussed when I was in the White House and through any of those negotiations.
You are shrinking the company, in effect, selling $30 billion of assets. You don't need to do that. It seems a bit panicky.
No, it's not panicky. I think any company of our kind, remember that we have a portfolio of $250 billion of assets. Any company of that kind would have, there would always be assets that you, in an aging portfolio, things that you would like to add, places where you would like to get stronger, other places or assets that you have that fit much better into somebody else's portfolio. So this is a crisis that nobody would have liked to happen, of course. But it also creates a moment where we can reset our position. And by selling assets with proceeds of 25, 30 billion of value, that is, of course, a way of demonstrating that there should be no worry about our ability to meet our financial obligations. And still, we talk about 10% of our total portfolio. It doesn't fundamentally change BP.
That $32 billion you've set aside to cover all the costs, I guess, including fines, do you expect to spend all of that?
Well, it's the cost that we believe today that we will need to meet. And they're also based on our belief that we are not gross negligent. That doesn't mean that is exactly the amount, that there couldn't be any other cost developing. Those are the costs that we know of today. And some of it is estimates.